An anti-proverb is what it's called when you take a familiar saying and you change its meaning, often in a humorous way, by just changing one or two words. For instance, I've seen on a coffee mug, "Great minds drink alike." And here's another: "Where there's a will, there's a lawsuit." One that I've seen on t-shirts now and then is this: "If at first you don't succeed, quit." When I see that one, I think, hey, that's pretty much how I feel about things sometimes. What's the point of going on with something if failure is virtually certain? A student wonders, why should I study for this test? I'm going to fail either way. A teacher wonders, why should I work so hard on this lesson? The students won't be paying attention anyway, no matter how much time I put in. What is the point? Why try something when it doesn't seem to have much hope or much chance of success? Why not just quit? The prophet Ezekiel appears to have had some of these thoughts when God told him to go and speak to the household of Israel about their sins and bring them to repentance. Ezekiel says, "I left in bitterness and in an angry spirit." Why? Because God was sending him on a mission that seemed doomed to failure, preaching the word to people who had rejected the Lord. God had even warned the prophet, "The house of Israel will not want to listen to you. The whole house of Israel is hard-headed and hard-hearted." When you have an opportunity to mention your faith or your hope in Christ, to say a word about Jesus, to mention him in conversation, even in a small way, do you ever hesitate because you just don't think it will do any good? Do you ever think, yes, I have a friend, an acquaintance who doesn't go to church, but I could never say anything about Jesus in front of them. They just wouldn't care. I couldn't mention my faith. And maybe they wouldn't care. But that's not something for you to worry about. It wasn't something for Ezekiel to worry about either. Even when he knew he was going to a rebellious people, God said, "Go to your people, the exiles, and speak to them. Tell them this is what the Lord God says, whether they listen or refuse to listen." Whether Ezekiel's audience listened or refused to listen, Ezekiel was to speak the word of the Lord just the same. Why try? Because you will have opportunities to mention Jesus in conversations with people who may not know him, or who don't know him well, or who knew him once but at the present time have turned from him, or those who are fighting the good fight but struggling with the ways of the world and their sinful natures. As high school and college-aged Christians, you are in an especially unique position to talk with others your age, to talk with others your age during a time when they are often very vulnerable in their spiritual lives. You have the living water of Jesus that quenches the thirsting soul. You have the message of the forgiveness of sins that eases the troubled conscience. You have the promise of a bright future ahead in Christ for someone who sees only darkness. You are able to encourage others to trust in the only name given among men by which we are saved. Tell them of God's love for them in His Son, of the Son's sacrifice for the sins of the world, of His resurrection and gracious, loving, kingly rule. You yourselves are forgiven sinners who have a sure and certain future in heaven, and so you are in a perfect position to mention what the Lord God says, just as Ezekiel was in such a position. Why try? Why say anything at all when it looks like it won't end well? Because whether they listen or refuse to listen, that does not change whether or not you can speak. The Lord encouraged the prophet, "Don't be afraid of them or discouraged by the look on their faces." Why try? Because God is with you to forgive you, love you, and strengthen you with the strength of a diamond and the hardness of flint. So whether they listen or refuse to listen, it's all right to mention Jesus' name in a sentence with anyone. Let's sing hymn 781, verses 1 and 5. 781, 1 and 5.